Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and it's time for episode 143 of the Phil Hendry Podcast, and it's brought to you by Sherry's Berries. I talk to you about these berries because they're a magnificent, delicious treat. Gigantic, delicious strawberries covered in white chocolate and dark chocolate and those decorative candy swizzles. And you can get these from Sherry's Berries. We're out here in strawberry country at the El Pacifico, so I can tell you that this is the real deal. All you have to do is go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone, which would represent your buddy here, Phil, and you type in Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, 1999, and it's a 40% savings from berries.com. Clicking on that microphone, typing in Hendry, and for $10 more, you can double the number of berries that you get. Boy, are they delicious. Perfect way to celebrate a birthday, an anniversary, or just because you love somebody. It's Sherry's Berries. Here's how to get that special $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. You click on the microphone in the top right corner, and you type in Hendry. Now, you got to see these enormous berries for yourself. You go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Don't wait. Order now and get these gigantic, delicious strawberries. And remember, for $10 more, you can double the number of berries. Cool gift. All right, here is episode 143 from the Phil Hendry Archives. This is our podcast for today, and it is the wonderful Chris Norton, who, following the attacks of 9/11, figured there were a lot of women who would need holding and hand-holding and comforting and, all kinds of marvelous romantic things. In fact, he even demonstrates the kind of music that he would play for these ladies should they decide to go on a date with Chris. Here he is, Chris Norton, from episode 143 of the Phil Hendry Podcast.
And where you are, Chris, right now?
I'm over at Josh, on the Josh Logan's in Newport Beach.
And Chris, how old are you?
I'm 28.
You're 28 years old?
Yes, sir.
Tell the audience what you were talking to. And you're in a bar, so you're going to have to move to a quieter spot.
Okay. Is this better? I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. Tell everybody what you were telling me.
Yes, sir. I'm 28 years old, and I'm single. And basically what happened since September 11th is I've noticed that a lot of women have needed to be held. They need to have a man hold them. A lot of single women.
A lot of single women want contact with men?
Yes, sir. That's what I found.
And because of the horror of what our country went through, those of us who are married or have relationships, we're able to take comfort in that, and people who don't have a relationship are looking for that comfort. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess. But what I've noticed is there are a lot of women who want to have, connected sexually. And
have you, so are you single?
Yeah, I'm single. I'm not married or anything.
And are you having a lot of a lot of women who want you to hold them and this kind of thing?
Well, I mean, I don't mean hold them, I mean, we're talking about they want to have sex, and I'm a little bit nervous. So
that's okay. You're doing fine. Go ahead.
Well, they want to have sex and
they want to have sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I've been told by women that I'm very good looking and I do have a lot of sexuality. So lately, since September 11th, a lot of women, I've had a lot of contact with a lot of women who want sex. It's not holding them. It's more like holding them,
Okay, we're on a radio show.
I'm sorry.
So we have to. All right. So in other words, since September the 11th, a lot of women have wanted to be with you.
Well, I mean, a lot of women, and I don't mean to be egotistical or nothing, but a lot of women have always want to be with me. But lately, I noticed that even the hardcore women, like the CEO types and the business suit types, and these are the ones who you usually they're really hardcore and cold as ice, and they were more difficult to contact. Well, even the career women now, I mean, these are women that could open a can of tuna with their ass,
And okay, again, if we can just...
I'm sorry?
Just watch our language.
Oh, yes, sir.
So since September the 11th, I want to put it right, you've been able to go to bed with a lot of women bankers and CEOs?
Yes, sir. I mean, because women since September 11th want to have contact and have sex. And even the bankers and even the CEOs want that. And so what's happened is I have spent a lot of money in my apartment, because when you have a woman who comes from that kind of a background, she wants cheese and wine and candles and things like that. And I'm just trying to do these women a favor. I mean, I don't think I'm that.
So in other words, are you God's gift to women?
What?
Are you, the way you're making it sound is you're like God's gift to women, and you're giving all these women who want to have contact, they're having sex with you, right?
Well, I mean, think about it. A lot of these women are pretty hard-ass. I mean, I didn't mean to say hard-ass, but they're really hardcore. You know, they're career women. And so they expect a certain thing, and I've provided it for them. And
well, are you spending a lot of money on wine and cheese and bread and candles?
Yeah, just, you know, making it so they feel like it's, you know, good enough for them. I mean, most of the girls that I've hooked up with, girls I've met in bars or whatever, they don't. You can take them to the car or to the back of a car. I mean, not all of them want a back of a car, but that's pretty much all that it takes. And these new women, they want more, you know. And that's tough on me because it's a new experience. I mean,
and you see yourself as doing these women a favor, huh?
Well, yeah, I think so, because most of the women that I usually am involved with are very hot. You know, they're, I mean, like 150 and 120 pounds. But lately, since I've been having sex with a lot of these banker-type women and CEOs, I mean, they're like 125. I had one go through here about 2 weeks ago, about 130.
And it, well, how do you know? Do you got a bathroom scale?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do. Just for fun, I have them get on the scale. But these women are so focused on making money that when you, I mean, when you open up their legs, you smell $100 bills. And it,
okay, again, I don't need all of the intimate details of what's going on.
I'm very sorry, sir. I'm just nervous.
Okay, I don't need all the intimate details. So now you are taking all these women to bed, and what you told my producer was, you want to know if it's legal for you to ask for donations.
Yes, sir.
Why do you want donations?
I feel that I'm doing a service for a lot of women who are scared since September 11th. A lot of these banker-type women who, you know, want to have sex, and I feel that I should get a donation.
Okay, prostitution's illegal, you know that?
No. I'm not saying prostitution. I'm saying a donation.
A donation?
Yes, sir. So that, I mean, all these women who need comfort sex, I've had to buy wine, I've had to buy candles, I've had to buy cheese. And with a lot of these CEOs, you know, usually you could bounce a quarter off their asses, but...
Okay, again, you know...
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
I mean, bouncing quarters off of their rear ends...
All right, but I'm just saying, a lot of them run 130, 135. I had one come through about a week and a half ago. It's about, I think she's running 135, 140. And when you have to go down to Brackman's, probably for the full cheese wheel, you know, for a lot of them. Okay, and I'm just saying that costs money. That's all I'm saying.
All right, so let me get this right. You want to be able to take money from these women to buy cheese wheels because they're 135-pound female CEOs.
Yes, sir. And I asked one of these gals. I mean, these gals haven't curled their toes over their headboards in years. And
okay, if you say anything like this, you know, bouncing quarters or headboard, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Because you may be nervous, but I got a radio show I got to do here, all right? This is Chris. He's 28 years old. You get around. You got a lot of girlfriends. Is that right?
The women that I have sex with are not my girlfriends. They're just...
Okay, so you're doing a lot of these female CEOs and businesswomen. You're doing them a favor by going to bed with them, and you're now wanting donations.
I'm wondering if it's legal.
Have you asked any of them for money?
I did ask this one, and she said no, she wouldn't, but maybe she would next time. I mean, these women love money so much that when you try to bounce a quarter off their ass, their butt catches it and keeps the change.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hang up on you.
I'm sorry, sir.
Okay. I'm going to hang up on you if you...
I meant to say their butt catches it and gives change.
Okay, wait. Just wait, man, all right?
Well, I mean, it's just not about the legality. I want to know why they can't throw me down a bit of cash to offset my expenses.
Your what?
My expenses.
Your expenses.
Yes, sir. Because I've had to get, I went down to Brackman's and I got the Roquefort cheese wheel. Okay, that, you can get 2-for-1 on that, but still, I make like maybe $300 a week, okay? And the Brackman's Roquefort cheese wheel, well, even with a 2-for-1, it's going to run about $50.
So that, I find it hard to, so in other words, all of the female business, the business women that you're going to bed with, want expensive wine, expensive cheeses.
Yes, sir, that's right.
And they tend to be the ones who want a lot of this physical contact because of September the 11th.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Chris, I know you feel like you're probably doing these women a favor by taking them to bed, but by asking them for money, you're insulting them.
Okay, I don't mean to insult them. That's why I'm not asking them to pay me. I'm just asking for a donation. I'm just saying...
Well, how are you putting it?
Well, like this one, she's a CEO with...
I don't want to hear the name of the company, okay?
Yes, sir.
How are you putting it?
I just, as she was getting up, I was putting my underwear on, and I said, the cheese wheel, do you want to split it, or?
Uh-huh. So you asked to go Dutch on the cheese wheel?
Yes, sir.
I think that what we have here is...
Mr. Henry, you have to understand something. Since 9/11... women have wanted to have had more sex with men.
And I don't think it's sex. I think it's this, they want contact.
Well, that's right. I mean, you call it contact, I call it sex.
No, they don't want just sex. They want to have love. They want to have warmth.
Okay.
All right? And so that's friendship, and that's reaching out to another human being, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so... after you have a romantic evening with a woman, whether she's a real hardcore businesswoman or not, to ask her if she wants to go Dutch on the Roquefort cheese wheel...
it's not good taste?
No, it's not good taste.
Well, these women need exotic music than what I got.
Do you play music? Because it tends to relax people.
Yes, I do.
And well, what have you got?
Well, I've got something very sexy that I'd like to play. In fact, this is my stereo. Can you hear it?
Let me hear it.
This is very, very romantic.
What is that? I'm sorry, what is that?
It's very romantic music. I got a CD. This is from, I think this is from Candy Samples, sampler number 4.
And is that an adult?
Yeah, it's very sexy.
Okay, turn it down, okay?
You just hear the wah-wahs.
Yeah, turn it down, man, okay? Turn the music down, all right?
Yeah, I can't hear you because the music's turned up.
Put the guy on hold, all right, because I can't say anything. This guy wants women to give him money for having sexual contact with him because he says since September the 11th, people have been reaching out and making contact with each other, and he's happy to do it, but he's out expenses like Roquefort cheese wheels and wine and all kinds of stuff. And I always thought, and I'd heard of this, that it was more not about sex, but about just friendship, contact, and the like. And put this kid back up so I can talk to him for a second. Hey, Chris? Chris? Chris, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Turn, if you can turn your music down, all right?
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm sorry, what was that?
Never mind, okay, hold the line for a minute, man. Is it worth it to pay this man? Well, he wants donations, so he says he doesn't want to be paid, but he liked donations. Is it worth it to give him money so that you can have some human contact? Some contact, romantic or otherwise, with a man. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Because I wanted a credit card.
You're going into a woman's purse to get her credit card?
She did not say she was going to give me a donation for the night, and I had sex with her, and she wanted to have sex. Okay.
And she was what, a CEO?
Well, I don't know, but she's a businesswoman.
So you went into her purse, got her credit card number?
Well, she was taking a shower. That means that my water bill's going to be higher. And so I used her credit card number to pay my cable bill, and I did have some softcore porn that I'd ordered, too, that night. I mean, that's all.
That's stealing, man. That's going into a woman's purse. It's one thing to ask the woman for a donation because you had sex with her or whatever. It's another thing to go into her purse and steal her credit card number.
I did not know what I was supposed to do when she used the water taking a shower.
Well, you must be destitute or something, man. Look, this is the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is a 28-year-old South Bay man who has had a lot of sexual contact with women since the 11th because he finds that they have been reaching out and wanting to make contact with men. And he now feels that because he's out expenses buying wine and flowers and cheese, that he should be in within his rights to ask for a donation. And maybe you are, man. Taking their credit card number, that might be something else entirely. Here is Mary on the Phil Hendry Show. Mary, go ahead.
I personally do not agree that he needs to be asking women for donations. If he accepts these women reaching out to him, that's a choice he's making. And come on, you know how many people are out there on the internet and chat lines, people you can meet that would reach out to you because people are bonding because of this tragedy, which
that's
don't
right.
need a financial gain.
Yeah, well, see, first of all, Mary, a lot of women want to have sex on account of what happened on September
11th. A lot of women do not want to have sex on account of what happened. A lot of women want to bond. They want to feel love. They want to feel affection. Sex is petty. Sex is nothing.
Yeah, well,
if you want to have sex, you can get a vibrator, and you can have sex and it's a one-time fee.
Could I ask you a question? Because I wanted to get some advice. I know what you're saying about romance, okay? And I play the music for them. What do you think of this music?
That music is corny. Don't even play it. It's corny. It's corny.
What do you mean corny?
Music is corny. How do you know these women like this music?
You don't think this music is sexy?
The music is not sexy. Enigma is sexy. That is not sexy. That is corny.
Well, I got it off of an adult film. Ron Jeremy and...
Well, okay,
Wait. Let me correct you. Women
did you say
think
Anima?
That porno is cool.
Where do you get music...
It's not cool.
Where do you get the music by Enema?
Real women do not like porno. Do you speak English?
Yeah. She didn't say Enema. She said Enigma. You said Enigma, right, Mary?
Yes.
He thought you said the band Enema. Is that it?
No, not Enema. Enigma. Porno is fake.
Here's the dilemma that I have. Yeah, I'm not having just sex with these women. If they want to have romantic time to sit and talk over candles, I'm not sure how you do that, but I'll sit.
Well,
and
you
talk
know what, guy? If you're charging them, take them to the park.
Well, here's what I do. I sit and I have wine and cheese with them, okay? But that's
expensive.
Well,
you know what? Don't buy the wine. You know what? Look,
that's
if you
expensive.
Think that it's an expense to you, you say, look, baby, I don't have money or I'm kind of broke. Maybe we can do it at your place. Maybe you can go to the park. Maybe you can bring the wine. I understand if you're a guy that doesn't have money, but I think it should be a shared expense.
Well, what's better after we get finished if when I'm putting my underwear on, I ask her if you want to go Dutch on the Roquefort wheel?
You see what it is? First of all, it's messed up. After you're finished, you're not supposed to be putting on your underwear. You're supposed to be holding her and bonding because that's what women like. You know what?
I need to call you because I need to teach you. But what are you talking about?
She's saying that after lovemaking, you don't get up, put your underwear on, and ask if you want to go Dutch on the Roquefort wheel. You hold the woman. You talk.
But that's what we did before we had sex.
No, but you do it after. You know what? First of all.
Okay, first of all, Mary, can I say something, Mary?
While you're having sex, you have to talk to the girl.
Okay, that's true.
Know what you're feeling. And after you have sex, you need to reassure her. You know what? Women have multiple orgasms. A guy has one. You don't know what she's done.
Well, Mary, first of all, if you want me to call you, you have to. That's $20 for the call, see?
And she doesn't want you to call her. That's not what you said, is it, Mary?
No,
I'm trying to help you, guy. I'm trying to help you so you won't be such a loser.
I'm not a loser. Since September 11th, I have had sex with a lot of women.
But you're blowing it, man, with the way that you're dealing with these women. This is what Mary is trying to tell you, okay?
Trust me. When I'm done, she's done. When I'm done, she's done.
When you're done, she is not done. Trust me, she is not done.
If I call you like that, then your
sex life is going to go down the drain. And if you've been having sex with a lot of women, then you must be picking up the wrong type of women.
No, these are all CEOs and business women and everything.
Well,
although I've got to tell
you something,
they're not as hot as the ones I'm used to because some of this one chick had one boob bigger than the other. What? What are you talking about?
With you.
This one woman I had sex with, she had one boob that was bigger than the other one. Do you know that's got to be worth money?
You know what?
Okay, that's a
good God. How humiliating for the woman, and you're asking her for money.
Look, I mean,
you don't hang up on this guy because this guy is an idiot.
Turn that music off.
This?
Yes, that.
I'm gonna tell you something. When I first heard this on the phone,
if you want me to call you,
I thought you guys were joking.
Yeah, are you kidding me or something?
I'm not kidding. I want to ask Mary if you want me to call you.
No,
is it long distance?
No.
Is it long distance? Because that's gonna cost me some money.
All right.
I don't need you to call me. I'm trying to help you.
I don't have no sense. I just want to know that when I'm holding a woman, I'm gonna get something out of it.
What about just holding her?
Whoopee, man. That's.
We'll be back with Chris Norton, who wants to be paid for sex in a moment.
Bill Hendry.
And we're back here, Chris. You wanted to make a point about being a therapist. You're not a therapist. You're not a licensed therapist.
No, but what I want to say is. A lot of women since September 11th have gone to therapists like psychiatrists? Yeah, psychologists. And you pay like $50 an hour or something to go to see one of them. If you come to me, I'm not charging any money, but also you have sex. So why can't I charge money too?
What do you, in other words, you think you're providing a service like a therapist provides and you're...
And I'm giving sex, too, because I'm giving women softness and wine and cheese.
Softness, wine, and cheese. Dude, I'd love to talk to some of these women that you're having these conversations with or spending this time with. Here is Sarah on the Phil Hendry Show. Sarah, go ahead.
Sex with a really hot guy. That's all with 2 T's.
If you want to just have sex with a woman, you just flat out and tell her, look, I want to have sex. I don't want to take you out. And then
no, it's not that I want to have sex. It's that they want to have sex. See what I'm saying? All I'm doing is giving these women something more than what their vibrating pager's giving them. Okay?
You there, Sarah?
So, what you're doing is you're telling them, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to have sex. You know, I'm going to wine and dine you. I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to do for that. And then
But I can't afford it.
But you can't afford it, then why the heck are you taking them out?
I'm not taking them out. I'm bringing them back to my apartment. I mean, I'm not taking them out. I'm taking them to my apartment.
No. You see, that's not what you're saying on the radio.
That's exactly what I'm saying on the radio. I'm bringing them back to my apartment with wine and cheese. And all I'm saying is... If they're going to give $100 to a psychiatrist, why don't they give $100 to me? I'm giving them sex, too.
Well, they don't go to a psychiatrist to have sex. They go to a psychiatrist to talk about their problems.
Yeah, but they can talk about their problems with me and have sexuality.
No,
I can have sex with
talk to you about their problems. They want to talk to you about their interests, and they want to get to know you, and they want to... Maybe
you have
a further relationship than just sex, not a one-night stand, and then you...
But you have to understand, first of all, I'm having sex with some CEO chick who's got one boob bigger than the other. I could be out with some hot blonde big boob.
Bigger than the other. You have a foot bigger than the other. You have a hand bigger than the other. Just because a CEO woman has a boob bigger than the other doesn't mean she gets to be put on TV and say, oh, I have one boob bigger than I have. Every female does. A male does,
no,
too.
Not the ones I go out with. I haven't seen real breasts in at least 6 years. Okay?
Well, obviously, you're not having sex with the right women.
I'm having sex with women with the big boobs.
Well, forget the big boob. You're having sex with a lot of women who got plastic breasts.
Right.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I mean the ones that have had breast jobs done.
Yeah, and now, since September 11th, I've been forced to have sex with women who've got one boob larger than the other.
So
doesn't anybody understand what I'm trying to say?
September 11th affair, every woman wants to go out and have sex, just a one-night stand. No,
that's not
what happened.
Well, that's what's been happening.
September 11th made them realize that they want a husband. They want to spend the rest of their life with one particular man, not just go out and have sex for one night.
Well, but what's happened since September 11th for me is that I've been having sex with a lot of women who want to spend the rest of their life with me.
Oh, well, okay. Good for you, man.
Yeah. And I got to pick and choose, so what I'm doing is I'm asking for a nominal charge of $50 for the first half hour, okay? $90 for the hour.
$90 for an hour?
$90 an effort.
Are you some kind of a prostitute?
That's a donation.
It's not a donation.
Are you single?
If you charge a woman for sex, then charge a woman for sex. Go out and start your own business and you know, make a profit off of it.
Look, you got to understand what I'm used to. I'm usually sleep with women who don't show their belly button, don't have long fingernails, and don't have highlights in their hair. I mean, come on. Why should I do that for free? I usually go out with women who, you know, have highlights in their hair. When you have one boob bigger than the other, it makes me have sex listing to one side.
I have one boob bigger than the other.
Okay, well, how does a guy? That means you're.
Guys only act over one boob bigger than the other.
Well, that means the guy's having to have sex. That means a woman. Once you go on top, aren't you leaning in one direction?
All right, but can we knock off the conversation about this?
So she doesn't want to answer the question.
No,
about if she's leaning in one direction. I don't want to have sex. If you're saying, and I hope I'm hearing you clearly, you are a low-down,
low, dirty dog. That is what you are. That is it in a nutshell.
I'm just asking if you have a boob.
Who agrees with me?
I think that what you're saying, Chris.
And take her credit card number.
Yes.
Her for a water bill. My God, made love to her.
She took a shower in my apartment without asking.
So
listen to this. What do you think? See? You like that, don't you?
No, I don't like that. I wish you'd turn it off so I could hear what you were saying.
Okay. First of all, I got to wrap this up, okay? Because I've been talking to you for a lot longer than $50 worth. That's number one. Number two,
you are so cheap. You want to come out on live radio and charge people?
Let me ask you a question, because a lot of women think my voice is sexy.
No, your voice is not sexy. It sounds like crap.
It sounds like what?
Crap.
A cat?
Yeah, like
crap. Crap, not a cat.
I thought you said I sound like a cat.
No, your voice sounds like crap.
What about this?
You're a perverted, sick man.
Well, Sarah, okay. You blame God for the big boob that you got, not me, all right?
No, I don't blame nobody.
Okay, all right. That's
Yeah, I mean, these chicks wear skirts that go to the knee. What's that? They actually need and wear bras. Is that some kind of religious fanatic thing or something? I haven't gone out with a girl that wears a bra.
All right. Thank you very much, both of you guys.
Wait a minute.
Thanks,
this chick owes me $50. Wait a minute. You owe me $50.
No,
you owe me
$50.
Yeah, you do owe me damn bull crap because you've been talking to me. That time's money. Give me a credit card number. Let's go.
I don't have a credit card.
I said, give me a credit card. Can you walk straight with that lop boob you got? Okay.
That's it. That's all. We're done with that. We're all done with his stupid, idiotic, asinine phone call. Thanks again, Schaefer, for screening that one.
Stand by.
Can you walk straight with a lop boob?
Well, can you? I mean, I don't think they answered the question, but that was episode 143 of the Phil Henry Podcast. Don't forget Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com and write Henry in there when you click on that microphone, my brother.